You still hear the standard worries about electric vehicles, that they don't go far enough without needing to recharge, and that charging stations are too hard to find. But increasingly, those concerns just don't apply in Sonoma County. Over the past 6 years, David Worthington, the vehicle fleet manager for the county's General Services Department, has had a lot to do with that.
One of our goals was to put these electric vehicles into our fleet and then get them out to users, get them comfortable with the technology, because we had already proved it early on in 2008 that a plug-in hybrid is a viable technology. We doubled our fuel mileage in the vehicles that we had converted to plug-in hybrids at that time. So by getting a lot of our county departments and individual staff members to drive these vehicles, get comfortable with them, our hope was they would go home and talk about their experience with all electric vehicles or plug-in hybrids or any of that type of technology that's worked.
One measure of that, he adds, came when they decided to cut off the general public use of the county's fleet-specific charging stations.
The day that we locked it down, I started getting emails and phone calls from people asking, what happened? I can't charge my personal vehicle at this charging station anymore. And the phone calls kept coming in, the emails kept coming in, and we realized that what we had started had grown. A number of the county employees had leased the Chevy Volt or leased the Nissan Leaf and embraced the technology, and were trying to get family members or friends to do the same thing.
Worthington was part of a panel of experts discussing electric vehicle adoption at the Center for Climate Protection's day-long Business of Local Energy Symposium in Petaluma Thursday. Another participant was Richard Lowenthal, founder of ChargePoint, a San Jose-based company that is creating a network of EV charging stations. He contends the infrastructure is expanding and the public appetite for electric cars is growing, but one essential part of the equation is lagging.
The key obstacle actually is selling of the cars. The dealerships need to get interested in this. Maybe they have to have a financial incentive to be interested, but 90% of charging is first at home. And for most people, they could charge on regular electricity at home.
Beyond transportation, wider adoption of electric vehicles will prompt some big changes in overall energy use, transferring fossil fuel consumption to electrical charging done during low-demand hours, especially overnight. That also benefits the electricity distribution grid's operator, PG&E in this area, and Lowenthal says that's enough of a change that he thinks drivers should be paid for participating instead of being charged to charge.
There's no reason they couldn't be free in any utility district, because the value of being able to use renewables well and avoid the peaker plants that run on natural gas is made possible by electric vehicles. Since they're plugged in 23 hours a day and only charging 2 hours a day, you have a lot of choice to move that load to where generation is either cheap or renewable.
The North Bay, where community choice aggregation power alternatives are already in place and growing, may also lead the way in that marketplace inversion, Lowenthal adds.
It's actually the spirit of the community that is willing to take charge of their energy resources that makes it possible to have great policies in a place like Sonoma or Marin.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.